Go, send a smile that sunshine may be rife. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Dragon Jedi, Alternate Universe Dragons, Humor, and Friendship. Part 6 of the Luminous Beings Are We series. Rex, by virtue of being Cody's confidant, and also the closest captive audience, has already heard in great detail about both Jedi as dragons and Cody's apparent new relationship with a Jedi who's weird even by Jedi standards. And one topic is much more interesting than the other. He'd pressed Cody on the dragon thing, which Pons corroborated. The last time he had to suffer through Cody drinking a little too much of one of Waxer's more experimental batches of moonshine, and gotten enough details that Anakin, emerging from the command meeting with a cat-sized lizard wrapped aggressively around his bracer, isn't quite the shock it could be. Perhaps predictably, General Kenobi is nowhere to be seen, potentially investigating the rumors of an unauthorized still in the back halls, like he said, but more likely charming a few extra bottles out of Waxer. And Anakin is yelling. Ow, 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 Ahsoka, that's my arm. Snips, get your teeth out of my arm or so help me. Rex blinks at his general, at the way he's desperately shaking his arm to try and dislodge his dragon-shaped Padawan, and says bemusedly, "Sir?" Anakin and Ahsoka both freeze, looking caught. Anakin's face does something very entertaining that probably translates to, "Please don't tell Obi-Wan," and shoves his arm behind his back, dragon and all. "Rex, what are you doing here?" "Bringing you the reports you requested, sir," Rex says, and is massively glad he's wearing his bucket so that Anakin can't see him grinning. "Something wrong?" Anakin opens his mouth to answer, then promptly yowls in offense as Ahsoka flings herself up his back and over his shoulder, using him as a launching pad. Rex gets a half-second impression of bright red scales streaked with white, blue wings and claws, impressive spiraling horns, and then there's an impact. Ahsoka slams into his shoulder, almost overbalancing him as her claws scrape plastoid, and she makes a sound of frustration as she tries to get a grip. Rex has absolutely no idea what to do, but he reaches up, grabs her hindquarters, and boosts her up onto his pauldrons. Because she's the commander. Because she's Ahsoka. With a wavering crow of victory, Ahsoka plants herself on the pauldrons, wings half flared, and rears up. A long tongue flickers out, aimed straight at Anakin, who makes a sound of deep offense, and takes a threatening step forward. "You little lizard brain," he says indignantly. "Don't talk to your master like that." Instantly, Ahsoka wraps her long tail around Rex's neck, then scrambles up, draping herself over the top of his helmet. Rex freezes, terrified to move. But Ahsoka seems unbothered. She squeaks at Anakin, self-satisfied, and Anakin glowers. "Troopers are not sleeping perches," he protests, Obi-Wan is going to yell at you. Ahsoka's response is the closest thing Rex has ever heard to a dragon blowing a raspberry. I do not need Obi-Wan to win all my battles for me. Ahsoka flips her wings at him, and Anakin splutters. I am not jealous. Sir, Rex says tactfully, and as carefully as he can, he takes a step forward and offers Anakin the datapad he's carrying. The reports? Thanks, Rex, Anakin says, though he's still glaring at Ahsoka. You can shake her off whenever you want to, you know. She's a pest when she's in her scales. I think she's kinda cute, Rex says blandly, and Ahsoka chirps her very pleased thanks at him. Her tail tightens, and she clicks her claws carefully against the jag eyes on Rex's helmet, then lets out a quiet trill and drops her head on top of the crest. Rex refuses to admit that he would do absolutely anything at all for their commander at this precise moment. Anything. Forget kind of cute. Rex would die for her. Carefully, he raises a hand, strokes the tip of a finger over her tail, and smiles a little when she peeps at him. Anakin is still scowling, but Rex just salutes, takes two measured steps back, and turns, walking carefully as he makes his way back towards the bridge. Ahsoka doesn't budge, just refolds her wings along her back, and settles in for the ride. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!